This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Red Sox front office report for likely the final time this regular season, brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com, also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Craig Breslow joins us this morning. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
Great. Alex Cora, you just heard Alex Cora say that there was not much of an expectation outside of the building that the Red Sox would be playing meaningful games this time of year. So I guess I would ask if that's kind of the outlook of the organization, which is that this team did better than expected.
Well, you know, I think ultimately we have to measure the success of our season in wins and losses, and whether or not, you know, we met our goal of getting to the postseason, giving ourselves a chance to play for the World Series, and we didn't do that. So, you know, I think while we can look at some individual performances that were really positive, and overall I think the health of the organization is in a really good place, I think we have to all agree that the season was disappointing and that we didn't reach ultimately what we set out to do.
Craig, how difficult is your job right now when you're coming off a season that's ending like this and you've got free agents like Nick Pivetta, Tyler O'Neill, Kenley Jensen, to name a few, that are headed for the open market? How hard is it for you to be able to keep big names like that on your roster when you guys didn't go out and do what you had hoped for?
Yeah, you know, I think all of those guys contributed to some of the, you know, success that we did have in spurts. Obviously, like I said, not enough in total. But I think if you were to talk to those guys, every one of them would speak positively about their experience here in Boston. Every one of them contributed, and you know, we'll have conversations with those guys and kind of understand whether or not there's a fit here. They've earned the right to reach free agency if that's the path that they want to go, and we have to look to put together the best team we possibly can heading into 2025.
Craig, you told Greg that the team didn't reach its goal of winning a World Series. Did you think this roster was capable of winning a World Series?
You know, I think there were a number of times during the season where, you know, we were playing really good baseball. We were pitching well. We were scoring a bunch of runs. The defense at times let us down, but we were playing with, you know, teams that I think the baseball world viewed as World Series contenders. So, you know, kind of by measures of being able to, you know, play with the Yankees and play with the Phillies and play with the Guardians, like, yeah, I think we were capable of that. Obviously, you need to get in to be able to do that, and we didn't. And I think over the course of 162 games, we saw, you know, or you know, at this point, 159 or 158, like, we saw some of our deficiencies. We definitely have some holes that we need to address, but I think we also saw the core of a really exciting team.
Off-season-wise and free agents that require writing a big check to get and looking at priorities, what do you think are, from your perspective right now, the two big priorities for you positionally for this team off-season-wise?
Yeah, I think we need to figure out how to balance out our lineup. Obviously, it's left-handed heavy, and a number of our young players who will be impacting the big league club here shortly are also left-handed. And so, you know, I think we need to figure out how we balance that out and don't leave ourselves so susceptible to left-handed pitching. And then, you know, we can never have enough starting pitching. We can never have enough quality starting pitching. So I think looking at starting pitching is the other area of focus for us.
Craig, when you look at, regardless of what sport it is, the teams that generally are successful is because ownership is willing to spend a lot of money. Is ownership invested in, this is 3 years in a row that the Red Sox are not going to make the postseason, are they invested financially in this organization when it comes to going out and spending the money that we saw them in years past? Because I think that's a big knock on them now, is that, you know, they're not spending the type of money. Have they told you that they want things to change? They want this team to get back in the hunt, and they are willing to open up the checkbook to bring in elite talent that can help get the Red Sox back to championship contending?
Yeah, the commitment from ownership to get the Red Sox, you know, to get us where we need to go is there, is strong. You know, it's up to me, up to the rest of the front office to, you know, figure out what opportunities we need to pursue. But, you know, I don't have any questions about ownership's willingness to do what we need to do to put the Red Sox back where we belong.
Craig, what happens in the final 2 months of the season with these Red Sox teams the last 3 years? Have you done any internal work on why you, every year with Alex Cora of late, it's been 10 to 15 games over 500 at the trade deadline or All-Star break, and then just the completely opposite effect after the All-Star break? Why does this keep happening?
Yeah, we're looking at a bunch of different explanations for that. You know, I think one thing it seems is that it's not luck, right? You know, in that when this has happened time after time, we have to start to think that, you know, there's something that we can do or something that we're not doing. And so, you know, we're looking at, you know, monitoring workload and understanding whether or not we're asking more of guys than, you know, they're equipped to handle. And if that means that we need to change off-season conditioning or in-season workloads, you know, I think one thing that we can point to is just overall organizational depth, you know, in that when some of our key relievers went down, you know, we had a handful of guys who were able to step up. We also, you know, at times had a pretty significant drop off in talent in terms of who was ready to come up and contribute. And so, you know, I think overall improving the organizational depth, especially on the pitching side, is something that we can point to as, you know, one way that we can overcome some of the struggles that we've had in the second half.
Last one from me. You played the game. You're a student of the game. You work in the game. Is this Shohei Ohtani season the best ever by a Major League Baseball player?
It is really, really impressive. You know, I think the one thing that does stand out is I saw something the other, you know, a couple days ago about how, you know, this season relative to Barry Bonds would have been like the somewhere between, I think, the 12th and 15th best season of Bonds, which maybe adds a little bit of perspective to this, but certainly, like, in, you know, in today's game, it's as impressive as anything I've seen.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time this season, and we will We will, I'm sure, get the opportunity to do this with you again next year. So look forward to that, and look forward to you writing some big checks as soon as possible.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can I just say, we're at the buzzer here. I just have one quick question,
yes.
Craig. You guys have said that when the team's core is at a certain point and is worthy of an investment, you will invest into the roster. Has the team and the farm system reached a point where this offseason you feel comfortable in saying that this is a team that you will invest in free agency for?
Yeah, I think you can see the cornerstones you know, have emerged over the course of this season, and the significant steps forward that some of the guys in the upper levels of the minor leagues have made, I think, do, you know, merit the ability to say, hey, this is a really good team. This is a team that we need to supplement. We need to add to it, because we have a chance to do exactly what we're hoping to accomplish, which is compete for World Series championships year after year. You know, and I think there's a lot of excitement around these young guys. There's a lot of excitement around what we think we're capable of doing, and you know, we absolutely need to improve the product we're putting on the field.
All right, Craig Reslow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right. Some of you, maybe most of you, grew up listening to one voice and one voice only calling Red Sox games on the radio. That is Joe Castiglione, his final weekend. That's it.
For you, it was Abner Doubleday.
That's a good poll, Curtis.
Thank you.
I believe the man invented the game.
He really did.
If I'm correct about
that. No, but Abner. I don't want to make fun. It is an awesome event this weekend. Three games, three final games of Joe Castig. And I said earlier, Ken might get mad at me, but several A-list special guests will be joining the broadcast over the weekend in celebration of Joe Castiglione's 42 years as voice of the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, only one way to listen, and that is here on the WEEI Red Sox Shaw Star Market Radio Network or on the Odyssey app. And so it is 42 years that Joe has been calling Red Sox games, which is extraordinary. So, all right. We are going to talk golf coming up with Jake Knapp, who's on the tour and is here. Used to be, Shine pointed out, used to be a bouncer. You can see why, Wiggy. Dude is jacked.
Is he?
So we'll get to that coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Red Sox hot streak came to an end last night. 6-1 was the final against the Blue Jays. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season. We just talked to Craig Breslow. If you missed that, you can listen on the Odyssey app. And Caitlin Clark's rookie season has come to an end with the Suns taking out the Fever in the postseason. Clark has said she's not going to play overseas during the offseason, so we don't have a Clark game on the schedule until May. And just to recap her rookie season, she was the first rookie to record a triple-double, a WNBA record for most assists in a season, the record for most threes made by a rookie, the fastest player to 500 points and 200 assists. She helped lead the Fever to their first playoff run since 2016. She set viewership and attendance records across the board, and she signed a $28 million Nike deal.
And she offended all the women that will benefit greatly from her presence.
And Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 62 degrees and cloudy. Afternoon high of 69. And this is always the darkest moment for me on the show. We are now in the largest spot in between Red Sox front office reports until next year, and it just brings me down. Like, Thursdays at 9 will never be the same.
I thought you had a sudden urge to go play the slots.
Nope.
I didn't know.
I got to tell you, Willy Wonka's one was calling my name. I said, nope, got you 387.
I was worried about you. You leave a winner.
I got to leave a winner.
Keep that in your pocket.
I
400 bones almost.
I mean, it is going to come in huge.
Okay.
Willy Wonka, $700,000 jackpot.
I know.
Really?
Wiggy, I thought about our golden ticket idea at the office.
Give it a try, Wiggy, before you get out of here.
I saw on social media.
One slot.
Yell at the slot for not having personality.
I saw on social media a woman was down to her last $3.47.
Yeah.
Put it in the slot, was in the slot machine, hit for 2 point something million.
Damn. That could be you. That could be you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
So.
And that woman is now back down to $50,000 left.
Hope springs eternal, coach.
That it is.
All right, Jake Knapp with us next.